all things Childersburg football are here now. This is the Coach Johnson Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
It is everything you need to know about Childersburg Tiger football. It is Coach Johnny Johnson, the Coach Johnson Show, in here with us, KJ McCurley, also Clint Wright, who is our State Farm insurance agent, sideline reporter this year. And, of course, we're going to have a lot of fun with that. But, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
It's doing good. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a while.
Since we've done one of these, we won't touch a lot on last year, but I do want to mention 4-6. But I believe that the program took a step forward. And of course, you got a lot of kids out there that were out there last year and that enjoyed this thing under you. But first of all, before we get into this year, you've got some coaches that have left and coaches that are new. Talk a little bit about your coaching staff.
Oh, definitely. You know, we know Coach Bernie, my offensive coordinator. So I got to talk to Coach Bullen, Jeff Bullen, come in, be part of the offense and O-line. So it's been a plus to have him out there. He came in the spring. He was doing contract work for the school. So I got him out there. Then I got Matthew Lipham that came from Winterberg. He doing our linebackers. Good to have him, older guy, got experience. We got Tanner McBurney from TC. He came in from us. He helped with the special team doing the D-line. Devin Fournoy, we got him full staff now. He teach for us, and he do the wide receiver and going to be the new head girl basketball coach.
That's good. And, of course, this year, of course, staying in Class 3A, we had some new additions. Personally, I'm kind of glad that we don't have to play Sachs and Walter Welborn. No disrespect to them, but I'm kind of glad. But you still have Randolph County. You still have Daveville, Beulah. And now your cross the railroad track rival in B.B. Comer is now up to 3A and in your region, and also two new private schools. Talk about the region this year.
Yeah, you know, still a tough region. You know, we lost off to Webman. We're still going to be a tough region. You got Lee Scott private school. You got Glenwood. You got Comer moving up from 2A, but a very good, still going to be a very good team. Now it's going to mean more than just playing them now. It's for the region, for a win in the region, but still going to be a tough region. But, you know, it's going to be a physical reason. But I don't like where we're at, you know, from last year. I know we had that taste. We were one game away from getting in, but we just didn't get it done. But the guys, they hungry, they're ready to play.
You know, Coach, I've had the joy last year being first year with Dad full-time and in the booth in quite a few years doing football. And, you know, we were really thrilled to see the kids' heads just get back in it. I think me and Dad watching Childersburg football and calling it, you know, before you took over, it just seemed like the guys, every time something bad happened, it just fell apart and the wheels come off. And I know he'll attest to this. We won't talk about last year too much, but I know there was two or three times last year your guy's gut was checked, and in years past that would have went down as a loss for Childersburg football. I'm speaking of the Weaver game. I'm speaking of the Mumford game. Those close games, we wouldn't have won two or three years ago. Last year you found a way to do that. You get some good guys back, still kind of the same system, just, you know, you'll touch on that. But just what are your thoughts as the guy's headspace as a whole coming into this year after, and he said it beautifully, a major step up for the program last year?
Oh, you know, we came in and set the standard. You know, them guys can do it. You know, it's the buy-in. You know, I think it take time for the buy-in, to believe in what we want to do, believe in the coaching staff. But they bought in. I thought this summer, the things we did this summer in the weight room, I thought the things we did running in the 707 and doing some extra stuff on the coaches, we brought them in. We did a lot of extra stuff. But, guys, starting the summer, when we started everything, you're talking about 69 to 70 kids coming to work out. I mean,
that's incredible.
They were the young kids. They want to be there. That's the big thing. They want to be there. Right. You know, that's what life, you know, just set the standard because things going to go bad. I like the way they respond. And I think we got to just keep molding them and keep making them good young men. So they know when they get out there in life that things are going to go a different route. And you got to be able to respond the right way. And right now, we're trying to get them to that point.
Well, Coach, I know we got a big week coming up. Week one, finally getting into it. Been a long off season as a player, as a coach, as a fan. Everybody's ready for football. So what is the mindset week one? How do you get your guys ready to play a different team?
Oh, they ready. I mean, I got texts from today. They want to come up today and do some things. Someone want to come and get in the ice bath and all that. They ready to hit somebody different because it seems like we've been doing this about 5 months. That's from the coaching staff. They tired of hitting each other. But I'm ready to see what we can do. I mean, I want to see, can we bring that spring, what we did in spring, being physical on both sides of football, and seeing we bring it now while the season starts. But I just want to see us go out there and compete, just do some execute on both sides of the ball, and just play some football.
Now, I'm going to ask you, one of the additions you mentioned to your coaching staff, former head Childersburg High School football coach, Coach Jeff Bullen. He retired from Alabama High School, went over and coached in Georgia a while, come back here. You know, they've always lived here, he and Missy. But I've got to be honest with you. When you asked me a couple of years ago, said, what do you think we need to do? And you and I talked, your concern was those offensive and defensive linemen. And I said, Coach, you know, you're working out, but you got to have somebody to mold them in that way. I came out to practice the other day, and I spent about 10 minutes just watching Jeff Bullen with the offensive guards and tackles. It's incredible what he's doing with those guys.
Oh, most definitely. You know, he one gave me my first job as a coach.
Yep.
You know, that's a big plus. Then he come in, we're good friends, to get him on board. You know, the thing about him is that, like, he always tell me, now you the head coach. He said, he can go home. He said, I got to come to work for you right now. But he enjoying it. We enjoying him being there. He on the kids. He coaching the kids. He loving on the kids. And he got something he called a toolbox. So somebody can take on the toolbox. So that's a pancake block or a great work day. So he got something that he do for the linemen.
So it's kind of like wearing that chain. Yes. Okay.
He got something that what he do, that's his thing. You know, they spend a lot of time with him. I'm talking about they spend a lot of time with him. But he tell them up front, we can't be successful unless they be successful. Because I feel like we got some skilled guys.
Mm-hmm.
But D-line and O-line have to be successful forward. And he doing a great job. I'm glad to have him on board to
want
to come and help out.
Yeah, Coach, speaking of, you know, we talk about the coaching additions that you've made and departures, you know, for a split second, you know, let's talk about things that, you know, just up to this point that maybe you've seen some guys that you didn't know what you had in them, and now you got them in your back pocket. Now, we obviously know quarterback for your team last year, Chris Wayne, graduated on to better things. Me and Dad called one of the most incredible high school football quarterback runs that I've seen against the Weaver game, and that was ended up being the go-ahead score. Just a great turning point for the season. But now you know him. You're on your boy. At the reins, we saw him at the end of the year last year in that wishbone, and I thought from the time when you first put him out there to the end of the season, even just a little bit that he got to run it, he looked comfortable doing it. The guys up front pulled very well when you run that play where the guards have to pull. I thought he responded to that type of system very, very well.
Well, you know what? I got to brag on Coach Donahue. We are Donahue. He's my quarterback coach. He's doing a great job with him. I'm telling you, he called me one night, told me how much he matured back there and learning. And we think he can manage our offense. I think we can explore everything we want to do. Chris was amazing. I mean, Chris won some ball game for us. Big back, a big quarterback, can throw it and run it. But the only thing we see now that we can kind of do, we can open up a little bit because Jacob can do a good job of reading things we want to read. We can run muscle stuff with him. Got speed. We can move around, but he could come along. You know, we'll see. You know, we'll see Friday what he can do when he running the show. I mean, it's his thing to run. It's his offense, and I tell him all the time, it's your offense. You're going to have to lead. So he becoming a good leader. Everybody buying in, you know, with the quarterback, what he do. But you got guys like – you got Cameron Estelle that been there as a freshman. You know, he know what to do up front. We got Javis Stone that been there.
Hezekiah,
you
know, Parker, I'm hearing, has had an outstanding offseason.
Oh, man, he don't slim down.
Oh, yeah.
He looking good. We got on the backside. We got Ovi. We got different guys. Had Chris Winston. We got guys had really work. We got some guys that came out for the first time. Cameron Young. You talking about he's standing 6'4". Guy, we got 3 6'4" guys that can really going to be really help us out.
All right, well, Coach, I know we got the excitement. I know we're ready to play. Got some talented players at the helm. Well, give us a peek on Fridays. After the kids get out of school, what's their routine getting ready to walk into Fayetteville?
You know, they got 3:15 to get to the field house. They know I locked them doors. Then we do our pregame. We let them relax. We have our FCA guy come in, do his word, talk to us, and we get pregame. Then they get in the corner and let them listen to their music and relax. Then we have huddle up on the screen so they want to watch the game. But really chill. You know, it's a chill moment till we load the bus. It's short trip. So for us, you know, the rest of my coaching staff, we get everything else ready. But they're going to be so excited. You know, I mean, I probably can't keep them down because it's going to be Friday. You know, they've been waiting for this a long time. I got 11 seniors, got a lot of experience back. So, you know, we've been talking about this now. We ain't young no more. We got experience now. So
that's right.
Let's go play good football.
Coach, that's a great point. It's a lot easier to pull the reins back than it is to get them excited. So. Yeah.
Coach, you know, one thing. Your games last year, it seemed a pretty common theme is that slow starts. Yeah. Unfortunately, we can never put together a good first half of football. And when we did, we didn't look good in the second half. It just seemed like it was hard to put four quarters together. And against a team like Fayetteville, as you know, coached by my basketball coach, family friend, everybody loves John Limbaugh. You know, those guys, they're going to compete at their house. How do you come out early and have a good first half?
You know, they're explosive. They're very explosive. So we really got to come out. You know, defensively, you always take a couple plays before you can settle in and play. That's where they hurt us last year. First couple plays, a big play, then we settle in, we play good. Offense, we were bad false starts. You know, we really been working that team things. And I just think we just got to go out and play. You know, don't let them get going. You know, that's the main thing. Don't let them get going. Just get to the football offensively. Again, just get the ball and not play, make a hand. Let's play some ball.
Coach, we talked a little bit about last year, some of the heartaches, but some of the triumphs for sure. KJ spoke a bit about overcoming adversity. So what are you and your coaching staff doing as leaders to promote that mental fortitude, that mental toughness in the players, and teach them it's not just physical, but to have that mental toughness too?
Well, you know, I think it's coming from the weight room. I would tell them about it. Start in the weight room, then we bring it out to the field. But we put them in a situation that prices that make it done. You know, we'll go compete. We'll come out, go compete right to stop. I go flex, then we go compete. We go to offense. You got four plays. You got four plays to get it in, you know, and then we might switch and go defense. You got four plays. So then I put that ball right on the edge of the end zone. You got to make that stop. They go at it all the time. But, yes, you just keep working with them, keep talking about them, keep talking about life, you know, because, you know, we're going to have that hard time and hope they can respond to it.
Clint, it's great to have you along, man. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Excited for the year.
And KJ, of course, back. And I know you're looking forward to these speed guys.
Yeah, you talked about last year the speed that you got, especially on the return game. I mean, you never knew who was going to catch it, and if you didn't kick it away from them, you better be ready to tackle because it's a threat for a house call. And I love that emphasis you guys continue to put on special teams because it was big for us last year, yes. Man. It was several times.
Well, one game at a time, Coach. Yeah. This is the first one in your fifth year. Let's go out to FarmLinks Field on Friday night and get this thing taken care of in the right kind of way, and go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Johnson Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Childersburg Tigers, the Resolute Forest Products Tiger Sports Network on Kix 100.3, the Tiger Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.